The Metal Museum is the only institution in the United States that's devoted exclusively to the art and craft of fine metalwork.
Carissa Husong is director of the Metal Museum.
We achieve that through kind of various avenues. We have changing exhibitions, of course, in a permanent collection. We have an outstanding library of very rare books and folios, a lot of photographs that you just can't, slides, transparencies that you can't find elsewhere. And then we have artists who actually live and work at the museum. So we have a fully functioning blacksmith shop, what we call the Con Lab, which is a small metal studio. And we also have a foundry, which is unusual to have that combination of all three in one location. But we have artists who actually come and do residencies. We also have blacksmithing apprentices. We do a lot of internships. So it really is a very unique place. It's a very warm and welcoming place. We're on the Mississippi River, just an incredible view.
This is Jim Wallace, founder of the Metal Museum. One of the unique things about this museum is that it's not just an art exhibit space. This is a very much of a working organization. You have a smithy, you have a foundry, we have this event, Repair Days. Was that part of the original plan for the museum?
Yes, very much. The idea of a museum as an exhibition space for finished goods, for static and dead, really never appealed to me. And I didn't really appeal to the board either. They were interested in a training program for young metal workers. And that was a very important part of what we did then and what we do now. It's always been a place where doing it has been equal to what has been done in the exhibition pieces. So it's integral to the soul and the spirit of the place. It, not only do we admire what has been done and what is being done, but also what possibly can be done.
This weekend is the annual Repair Days fundraiser at the Metal Museum.
It's really a wonderful time where artists can give back with their hands. And so people from all over the region and also from across the United States will actually mail things in to be repaired over the course of 3 days. And the repairs get done faster. If you have a very unusual repair, we have master metalsmiths there who we sometimes will hold a repair because we know so-and-so's coming and he can definitely fix that. So it's a time when you can get it done quickly, maybe a little less expensively, and know it's all going to a good cause and come join the festivities that are at the museum. It's about 3 days long. The metalsmiths start arriving Wednesday or Thursday. We're fully up and running on Friday. And then Saturday is our family fun day where we have a tent where people can come and do hands-on activities. And then that evening we have an art auction. So these artists are paying their way to Memphis. They're working hard all day long. And then they're giving us objects for an auction. And then they're often buying things. They give their money and their time and their hard work. And so it's a lot of fun.
We're here today for Repair Days, of course, which is one of the big events for the museum, one of the big fundraisers. How did this idea come about?
It came about because one day I was sitting on the porch of the museum, and I think I was fixing a kid's bicycle. And a visitor came in, had said something about, boy, I wish I could find somebody to help me get my kid's bikes fixed. And then the following week I was in the museum, and we didn't have many visitors in, and it was just me, and I was running the front desk and, being the receptionist. And at the same time, I was repairing a toilet in the men's, in the restroom there at the end of the hall, which is a men's restroom, and I'm busy replacing the Sloan valves and everything and running the front desk, and a woman walked in and said, "Hello, is anybody here?" And I said, "Yeah, me, I'll be right there." And I said, "I'm fixing this toilet," and she said, "Fixing the toilet?" And I said, "Yeah, I got to do everything. I got to fix the toilets and sweep the floors and, talk to you and do that." And she said, "You fix toilets?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Will you marry me?" I said, "Well, I can't do that, but, we might be able to fix things for you." And so the idea of just sort of offering a sort of repair service for a weekend was sort of born from events that occurred like that. And the early ones were, just like fixing simple things, garden tools, pieces of hollowware, broken pieces of stuff. And we advertised saying we'd have 6 or 8 metalsmith volunteers here to help fix. Well, I think there were 4, including myself and the one other museum worker, Mike Weeks, at the time, and Richard Prilliman, who has been here ever since, who has been the metals instructor at the Memphis College of Art until he retired here a few years ago, and 1 or 2 of his students, and that was it. What do we have now? 120, 130, you know, that are here from all across the United States that keep coming all the time at their expense, too. You know, we're not underwriting it. So. It's been great. It's a gathering of the family, a gathering of the tribe.
Doug Learn is repairing items in the smithy.
It's always interesting to see what comes in. A lot of times what we do is make replacement pieces for things or straighten stuff. For instance, yesterday or the day before, we straightened a Spanish-American War bayonet that had been bent and probably used as a sickle. And the gentleman who owned it brought it in and wanted it straightened out, so we straightened it out. So it's a lot of that kind of straightening and replacing, but not really any actual forging or making actual things. Mm-hmm. So.
Steve Yusko is a former artist in residence at the Metal Museum. He now has his own metal studio in Cleveland, but comes back every year for repair days.
I see guys here from all over the country who have really gone out of their way. Why is it so important to come here for this?
Well, I mean, it's important because this is the only museum like this in the country. It's a great show of respect for the master metalsmith, who, you know, is the feature of this weekend. It's also a great reunion for all of us metalsmiths, you know. I mean, to be able to see all these people, and it really shows the commitment to the field of metalsmithing. When people do come over, sleep in their trucks and out in tents, particularly in this weather, you know, and it's just a great community. And coming here allows you to sort of continue that brotherhood. It's also a really good teaching opportunity. I mean, I spent a lot of my day yesterday teaching people how to use these different soldering irons, soldering coppers, how to work low temperature metal. I mean, we never learned any of this in school. So when you come to a place like this and you see guys working with these things, how do you repair these low temperature metal things, silver plated things? I mean, it's a great educational opportunity as someone who's been here for a while for me to teach and also for students to come here and learn things.
You know, they say we can fix anything but cats, cars, and broken hearts, and I think we fixed some broken hearts. I'm sure cat sculpture has come in, and I know car parts have come through as well, so a little bit of everything. You know that it's going to be done within a 3-day period as well, so that's sort of a great reason to bring it down then, and it's just fun to see everybody running around and sort of experience a little bit of the chaos that is repair days.
Carissa Husong is director of the Metal Museum. Repair Days begins tomorrow at noon. For more information, go to metalmuseum.org. For WKNO, I'm Daryl Snodgrass. I'll be broadcasting live from the Metal Museum Friday afternoon.